KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 50 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. A Nebraska judge has imprisoned a Western Iowa man who authorities say was driving drunk, with his pickup rammed into a sports car in North Omaha, fatally injuring two other Iowa men. 29-year-old Tony Kinkle of Erling was sentenced Monday in Omaha to 19 years in prison. He pleaded no contest in June to two counts of manslaughter. Prosecutors dropped two related counts in exchange. Police say the collision occurred October 13th of last year on Nebraska Highway 36 near Glen Cunningham Lake when Kankel's eastbound pickup crossed the center line and struck an oncoming car. Authorities say 21-year-old Joseph Daniels and 21-year-old Thomas Grease were fatally injured. Both lived in Council Bluffs. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest at around 2 p.m. Monday of 33-year-old Michael Baker of Creston. Baker was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on original charges of OWI and possessing or carrying of dangerous weapons while under the influence. He was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance second offense, possession of paraphernalia, and possession of contraband in a corrections facility. Baker was being held in the Union County Jail on an $8,300 bond. 36-year-old Luke Mullen of Orient was arrested Monday in Creston for driving under suspension. He was later released on bond. And Monday evening, 40-year-old Sherry Waters of Creston was arrested for disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $600 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were six recent arrests. Early Monday morning, 29-year-old Cam Christopher Jonke of Oakland was arrested for driving while barred an OWI first offense. Jonke was later released from the Cass County Jail on his own recognizance. Last Saturday, 30-year-old Brandon Harry of Griswold was arrested for OWI second offense. He was released later that day, also on his own recognizance. And 20-year-old Austin Boggs of Atlantic was arrested Saturday for driving while barred. He was released later that same day on $2,000 bond. On October 3rd, 29-year-old Noren Bishop of Council Bluffs turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for two Class D felony counts of conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. Bishop was booked into the Cass County Jail and remained held there on a $10,000 bond. 30-year-old Michael H. Hansen of Waukee was arrested October 3rd on a charge of contempt violation of no contact order. Hansen was taken to the Cass County Jail where he remains held on a $1,000 bond. And on September 27th, Cass County deputies arrested 23-year-old Blake Michael Zwick of Madison, Wisconsin, on a district court warrant for violation of probation. Zwick was being held in the Cass County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there have been multiple recent drug-related arrests. At around 1:35 a.m. Monday, Sheriff's K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Jackie Marler. Marler had failed to yield to the deputy's emergency lights and siren for a time. When he finally pulled over, he was arrested for driving under suspension. But then the K-9 Baxo was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. Authorities say 20 grams of methamphetamine were recovered from the vehicle. Marler and Alicia Millslagle were additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver more than 5 grams of meth, possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said also that around 1 a.m. Saturday, 37-year-old Jackie Ann Stacy of Corning and 21-year-old Trevor Ryan Myers allegedly entered a locked home in Corning, and in the process, they woke up the homeowner who asked them to leave. Stacy was subsequently arrested for burglary in the second degree. Her bond was set at $10,000. And at around 11:40 p.m. Sunday, the Adams County K-9 unit arrested several individuals for gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used and possession of drug paraphernalia. They include Jackie Stacy of Corning, Trevor Myers of Corning, and Christine McGlade. Stacy faces additional charges of felon in possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of prescription drug or drugs, possession of a controlled substance. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there was one recent arrest. 40-year-old John Dawson Roberts of Imogene was arrested around 3:20 a.m. Sunday for driving while barred and a warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $4,000. Elsewhere in the news, officials with the Iowa DNR said Monday that following a producer's report on October 4th, DNR staff investigated a manure spill about 7 miles northwest of Atlantic. Their staff found an unknown amount of manure had overflowed a pit at the Dennis Cool log operation prior to their site visit Friday afternoon. The manure flowed into an underground tile line and then into an unnamed tributary to Camp Creek. He and our staff did not see any fish in the stream. Cool was moving the animals to prevent further overflows, and he planned to pump out and land to apply manure from the pit. The DNR will monitor to clean up and consider appropriate enforcement action. The latest USDA crop report out Monday showed that there were less than 2 days suitable for field work last week, which didn't help farmers catch up on the harvest. The report says 3% of the corn had been harvested, which is 2 weeks behind average. 5% of the soybeans have been harvested, and that's 12 days behind average. ISU Extension and Outreach Crop Specialist for Northwest Iowa, Joel DeYoung, said those farmers that were able to plant early have seen some good things.
Some of the early reports for the soybean harvest actually were fairly decent yields, so I have hope that maybe that will continue as we move forward. But we are starting about 3 weeks later than normal. It'd be nice to get rain out of our forecast for a while and get some sunshine and maybe a little breeze so we can get back in those fields, get them dry so we can get that work done.
But he says not everything is negative.
The crop itself is actually, it's hanging in there pretty well. Soybeans are pretty mature, so we're just waiting for them to dry. Cornfields, a lot of the corn is it's planted before the 1st of June has actually reached maturity or it's really close to maturity right now.
And he says getting the crop to maturity is only part of the issue.
The problem we still have is that when the corn crop just hits maturity, it's still 32%+ moisture. So we need some dry down time, and we don't get that much dry down time once we get past the month of October. So we would like to see October be above normal temperature if we could get any chance for that to occur.
Young says there have been some diseases that have hit as well.
We actually had a lot of white mold that showed up late in a lot of these soybean fields. So we've got some that are going to get hurt pretty dramatically from the white mold that's out there. And we could have parts of fields that get close to zero. And so we could have averages in fields from, even in the 40s. So 40s to 70s could be out there. The appraisals for corn, Northwest Iowa had one appraisal after silage of 108 bushels per acre. They had some green snap and they were late planted and it was that poor. And we've heard appraisals up into the 200s.
DeYoung says the conditions vary widely across the nine counties he covers. He says a late frost would help with a lot of the issues.
A normal frost date for us here, based on data from 1981 through last year, would be October 10th. So we're at about that normal frost period, and we can't always expect a whole lot of help after that.
DeYoung says it's very likely many farmers will need to resort to using artificial drying methods in order to store their corn, which only adds to the cost of the crop. And forecasters say a wintry storm could drop up to 10 inches of snow on northwest Nebraska later this week. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm watch for the northern half of the panhandle. The service said ice could form on wet pavement late Wednesday night or early Thursday as the system arrives, followed by snow and wind gusts of up to 35 miles per hour. Travel could be extremely hazardous in that part of the state. Overnight low temperatures could dip below 20 degrees later this week. Now, the system is then expected to move east, leaving less snow across much of northern and northeast Nebraska with low temperatures well below freezing. The Weather Service says the system could drop some snow on northwestern and northern Iowa Friday or early Saturday. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. Low temperatures well below freezing. The Weather Service says the system could drop some snow on northwestern and northern Iowa Friday or early Saturday. The news was